Will President Obama's recent trip to Cuba help Afro-Cubans? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Devin Spence Benson, assistant professor in the Department of History at Louisiana State University, examines the challenges faced by this ethnic group and whether change is on the horizon on the Caribbean island.
On March 22nd, President Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to travel to Cuba since 1928. His visit represented a historic thawing in diplomatic relations between the two countries. But what did the POTUS, touching down on the Caribbean's largest island, mean for Cubans of African descent? Back when Presidents Obama and Raul Castro first announced the normalization of relations in 2014, I emailed friends on the island to see how they were taking the news. An Afro-Cuban intellectual hesitantly told me, "We will see what happens." She expressed cautious optimism that economic opens in Cuba would improve the lives of Cubans of color. Obama's speech in Havana's Gran Teatro a few weeks ago offered an answer to her implied question. After speaking about continued racial discrimination in both the U.S. and Cuba, Obama said, "In Cuba, we want our engagement to help lift up the Cubans who are of African descent." This was an important point, especially since visitors to Cuba don't always see the ways Black Cubans continue to be left behind by new economic reforms. During their short vacations, many tourists don't notice how Afro-Cubans are discreetly barred entrance into tourist hotels or have limited access to good-paying front-of-the-house jobs in major hotels. Many Cubans were enthusiastic about Obama's visit, especially Cubans of color, who felt empowered by the image of a confident Black leader and his family. But others attacked Obama's sincerity. When an official newspaper article, ironically written by a Black Cuban, insulted Obama, Afro-Cuban activists responded to these attacks quickly, calling them racist. As we wait to see, it appears that for Afro-Cubans, the struggle for dignity and against racism continues.
That was Devin Spence Benson of Louisiana State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.